Last week, we told you about the struggles some congregational churches are having trying to keep their pews full and their doors open. But one church in Lindenville is getting reborn as a community center with a lot of help, including labor by inmates from a nearby correctional facility. Charlotte Albright has this report on the Upright Steeple Society.
In the bright sun of a winter afternoon, the First Congregational Church stands tall again. It still needs a coat of paint, but the steeple isn't falling over anymore. The foundation is shored up, and the interior has been completely redone. This once decrepit building is being rescued by volunteers who call themselves the Upright Steeple Society, under the leadership of a retired lawyer named Jim Gallagher.
And daily I would drive by the church on my way to work, driving down York Street, thinking to myself, somebody ought to do something about that. Because the church was in sad shape. It hadn't been used for many, many years. It was hadn't been painted in many, many years. The steeple was starting to lean. It just looked very sad. And you could tell it wasn't going to be with us much longer if something didn't happen.
What was crumbling was not just an architectural landmark. It was a hallowed place where families gathered for weekly worship and socializing. They cried together at marriages and funerals. But as an interstate divided the community, the congregation drifted elsewhere. Only two members remained. One is an energetic 65-year-old named Frances Taylor. Her family tried hard to keep the doors open.
And the money we had left wasn't enough to keep going. Daddy put a furnace in there, and we used to have card parties at the house once or twice a week to get the money to do that.
Then, about 10 years ago, her father died.
And we couldn't have his funeral there. And it made me crazy. It just made me crazy. And I kept saying to my husband, I don't know how we're going to do it, but something's got to give, you know?
Something, rather some people, did give. A lot. They've been writing grants and donating money and time for 6 years. John Emery volunteered to supervise construction, which has been extensive. So far, $350,000 has been raised and spent to restore a landmark in this hardscrabble town.
I'm a fixer. You can fix anything if you have the will and the time and the money. And so we've come, we think, what, 75, 80% of the way.
One of the reasons the money has gone farther than you might expect is that a lot of this reconstruction work has been done by inmates at the Northeast Correctional Complex in St. Johnsbury. Emery says they have been skilled, reliable, and trustworthy. Paul Trucut, work camp supervisor for the corrections department, says the crews have gained as much as they have given.
I showed up on a job quite a few times, and they had to go show me what they did. So you see the pride factor, just the acknowledgement of somebody saying, thank you, nice job, from either the church or a work crew leader or myself, saying, you know, that looks very nice.
The plan is to turn it into a community center and a venue for family and arts events. Before the historic pipe organ can make music again, the Upright Steeple Society needs to raise another $100,000 or so and figure out how to remove exterior lead paint safely. But now that they've kept the steeple from toppling, they figure those are reachable goals. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.